Well, joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today is Monty Bordner. He is a well-known seed stock beef producer based out of Sturgis, Michigan, and he's recently had some health issues. In fact, he's worked with Michigan Agribility in designing and installing some updated working facilities for his cattle, along with some modifications to his tractors and skid steer to assist with ergonomics and to make things and make life a whole lot easier for him and his farm operation. Monty, first of all, tell us about some of the issues that you've been faced with that have been setbacks to you and your farm operation, and how Michigan Agribility has come on board to make those modifications so you can get back on your feet, so to speak, and get to work again.
Well, in 2021, I was having problems with sciatic nerve damage in my back and right leg, and ended up with nerve damage in my right foot. So it doesn't work like it used to. Then in the fall of that year, I had quadruple bypass surgery, which kind of takes the wind out of your sail for a while. I'm doing well from that, but it's not 100%. So a friend of mine suggested I get a hold of the Agribility people and work through the Department of Labor also here in Michigan. We did bring in Kevin Gould that was on the MSU beef team to help with the facilities, the upgrade. And we had a good working facility, but we didn't have a lot of concrete around it. And it just seemed like around here, wherever the concrete ends, the mud starts. And it was very difficult for me to work cattle by myself. And if we had to do something, it always seemed like you had to get an army of people around. In essence, what we did was we built a slab, just a concrete slab that was 40 by 60. And that allowed me to have some holding pens. I put my existing working system on there, the tub and scales and chute. And then it allows me to have an area where I can gather cattle, sort them, lift them through the chute, and either hold them, sort them again, or let them go back out. So the cattle will come up the lane, which is navigable, so to speak. It's a kind of on a hill, so we don't get a lot of mud in the lane. Then they come onto the working area, and we've got a lot of different cut gates and things like that where I can work cattle, get them down to use to manageable groups, and depending what we're doing, vaccinating calves, we can do that. We can sort off cows that need to be bred artificially, and our loadout area is right there also if we sell a bull or are moving cattle to pasture, those types of things. The other things that were very helpful were the upgrades on the tractors. We've got old equipment, and it's the steps going up to those tractors are very steep, and the installed steps with a handrail on them, it makes it much easier to get in and out of the tractors. Because of my back problems, we put air ride seats in the skid loader and a couple of the tractors, also some backup cameras, you know, to make it easier to hook up to equipment and with the skid loader to see what's going on behind you, because obviously you really can't see out the backside of a skid loader. Also put electric jack motors on the jacks of my livestock trailer and our big equipment trailer. And of kind of everything they did, I mean, it's all been very helpful. But those electric jacks are just amazing to get hooked up and on your way to either deliver cattle or go pick up hay or whatever.
Well, and Monty, it sounds like without the modifications that Michigan Agribility have made to your farm equipment and to your farm operation, certainly the will to work is still very strong. As we all age, our body breaks down, and I certainly understand that. But you still have a farm operation. You still have people who depend on you. You still have your family. You still have the farm to run. And even with medical issues, Michigan Agribility stepped up, helped you, helped put the modifications in so you can still work, still have a great living, and still live off the farm.
Yes, it's been, it's really been a godsend to be able to work those cows when I need to. From the standpoint of, you know, the work got done, but not necessarily timely. And if you've got sick cattle or something, you really need to get on them quickly. And that was always an issue. Now, you know, I can pretty much manage these cows myself if I've got an issue. I mean, obviously, you know, and even though when we bring the vet in to preg check or things like that, things go much faster, and I don't have to have outside help. She and I can work them through and ultrasound preg test, give shots, boot them back out, and in short order, and it works very well.
Well, and I know, Monty, that a lot of farmers, if their health were to decline rapidly, if they were to have an accident on the farm, and I know a lot of folks who have had accidents where they've lost limbs or they've become wheelchair bound, that doesn't mean that you still can't reach out to Michigan Agribility and make those modifications and still not just run and operate your farm like you used to, but also it gives you that continued sense of purpose. If a lot of farmers don't have that continued sense of purpose because of declining health or because of a farm accident, sometimes you see the worst case scenario where a farmer may decide to take his or her life because they've lost that sense of purpose. And what I love about Michigan Agribility, Monty, is what they have done to not only help you and your farm operation keep that going, but keep you and other farmers going in terms of that sense of purpose and that income that keeps rolling into your farm.
Absolutely. You know, there's some parameters and somewhat guidelines through the state of Michigan that, you know, they want to know if you're still, you know, if you're generating income and those types of things. So there, you know, there's a bit of paperwork to go with it, but, all in all, it's been very helpful. We're still able to have the cows and work with them, supply our customers with the breeding bulls and seed stock that they need, and do it myself. I just, you know, help is incredibly hard to get, and my family has moved on to farther away from the farm, so it isn't a, I mean, it's a project to get them back down to help work for a day, you know, when they're 150 miles away. So it's been very beneficial to this operation, and kind of keeping the lights on, and the old guy can still keep up with the task at hand, so to speak.
Monty, in terms of Michigan farmers who may be listening to our conversation and they're experiencing similar health issues, or they've had an accident on the farm and they're not as physically up to the challenge of farming and the day-to-day tasks as what they used to, what message would you give to other farmers in your situation, and what recommendation would you give in terms of making sure that they keep going and reaching out to Michigan Agribility?
Well, Michigan Agribility team is, they're very responsive. They're just really good folks that are trying to help. And I have referred a couple gentlemen that the son has maybe works in town somewhere, but knew that we had some upgrades done here. I know that we've had a couple references that there are working with Agribility, kind of a similar situation, a smaller farm with livestock. The upgrades just make life a whole bunch easier. And you get things done when you aren't thinking about, man, how am I going to do this? You know, like I said, through the Michigan deal with the Department of Labor and the Agribility funding has been invaluable here at this place.
Once again, Monty Bordner, he's based out of Sturgis, Michigan, a well-known seed stock beef producer who has benefited from Michigan Agribility. Check out their website. In fact, if you would like to make a donation to Michigan Agribility, you can go to michiganagribility.org/donate. And we'll also have that link at our website, michiganagtoday.com. And Monty, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Best of luck in 2025 on the farm there in Sturgis. And thank you so much for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.